Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Sell Squad podcast, episode 55, A Technique to Access Your True Self. This episode covers why you struggle to access your true self and one technique you can use to overcome this. So for this episode, the technique, to say it straight out, and then we'll go into the kind of three different points which will help you to fully understand this. We're going to talk about the technique of pretending. And this is one that definitely by the end of this episode, you'll think of this word and of this action in a completely different way. Because I'm a person who values integrity. Integrity is my number one value. I used to hate words like that, pretending or fake or any of those type of words. But what you'll realize is sometimes words can mislead you to understand what something is. Okay, it's the English language. Humans have made up these words and sometimes we use them in the wrong way. So the quick line on it is that pretending is actually just accessing hidden parts of yourself that you hesitate to be. So I'll say that again. Pretending is just accessing hidden parts of yourself that you hesitate to be. It's not actually fake because it can't be fake. You can't pretend to be something that you are not. Okay, so that's the little premise of this episode, and we'll dive into it here. Okay, so starting off, this is coming more through the mental freedom side of it, so around self-awareness and developing yourself, becoming your true self. So I don't know what levels people are listening to this at. You know, you could be down here, you could have a lot more self-awareness, maybe everything here will make full sense to you, who knows. But don't worry if you're listening to some of this or watching some of this and it's not making sense. It's just going to be part of the journey. And you'll definitely pick up bits anyway. So to start off with some basic stuff, we glorify certain parts of ourselves based on the feedback that we get through life since a kid all the way up into when we integrate into society then as adults. So the first thing to understand here, which I wouldn't have known into my 20s, that we are all things. Okay, so if you think of yourself, and no doubt you do, I'll just use my own example. I thought I was a good person, a nice person, a humble person, a kind person, all those type of traits. That's what I associated myself and my personality with. Why? Because that's what I was shown love for. Ever since I was a kid, I was the one that never complained. I got love for that. And so I thought that was a good thing. And then the part of me, because as I said, we are all things. I'm also the opposite of all those things. I'm humble, but I can be arrogant and cocky. You know, I'm kind, but I can also be nasty. Like, it's just, if you think that's not true, you're not self-aware. That's the easy way to think about it. We are all things. But that's what happens. We just associate associate ourselves and our personality with the positive things that people are giving us love for. So that can happen, obviously, as early as you like your childhood, up through all the way to society. Like even in your job now, in your friend groups, etc., online and things like that, you'll get love and praise for certain things, and then for other parts of yourself, you'll get hate or abuse. And they're the parts that you shove down. It goes into the shadow. You've heard of the shadow side, and we block that out. And if you block that out so much, you actually think it's not a part of you, and that's where things get dangerous. That's when it can actually control your subconscious and come out in different ways. So that's just, look, the basis of this. If you don't know that, now you do. You are all things. Like, you just don't have enough self-awareness if you can't see that, okay? So with this then, I'll go into the three points here. So I'll name them out first. The first point that we'll go through is you can't pretend to be something you are not. Okay, so that's for the people like me who thought, oh, pretending, that's fake, that's not really you and all of that. That'll shatter that one. So you can't pretend to be something you are not. Number two then, all frames just give you permission to act in ways you hesitate to be. Like I was saying, that's all pretending is. It's a frame. It just gives you permission to act in ways you hesitate to be in your normal life. And number three then, we can use the pretending to access those hidden parts of yourself, bring it out into your daily life and be the person that you want to be. Be the version of yourself that's already there, but that you struggle to access. So to go back up to point one, you can't pretend to be something you are not. Okay, so we'll see what points we'll talk about here. There's a lot here. The Mental Freedom course has so much detail, but just for the sake, you know, we'll go through maybe 10 or 15 minutes, pick out the important points. Yeah, I've already said that. So like, there is nothing fake. You can't actually fake being a part of yourself. And when you understand how profound this is, you'll see how the technique will accelerate your ability to access your true self. So I'll go into an example here. The best example I had when I was going through this on my own journey is confidence. So again, I suppose you don't know my background. You see me now talking, but I had social anxiety all the way up to probably my early 20s. I'm 32 now. So I wrote a newsletter on that, which resonated with a lot of people because maybe they don't know that. They just see me talking online, but it was called Social Anxiety to Quiet Confidence. I'll do a video on that as well so that I can link to for now. But just look, take my word for it. I never would have imagined I'd be speaking my thoughts through the world, we'll say, because I struggle to even do that to my friends or in class or anything. If I even thought of putting up my hand in class, my face would burn with embarrassment. So from that, I had no confidence. So no confidence, never thought. I just thought, like I said, I'm kind of humble, kind, shy, embarrassed. That's me. The other side, like confidence, cockiness, arrogance, whatever all those are, I thought that's just not me. I just don't have those things. But then when I reflect back on it and what I'm going to tell you to do now, there will be a moment in your life where you acted in that way. So if you're like me, you know, the person with social anxiety, not confident, there will have been times in your life where you have been confident, but you just have to think about it. And the ones for me was my first job after college was door-to-door sales because my brother was the manager. And, you know, they thought, I just thought, look, I need to start exposing myself to things that scared me because I'm just so shy. And what better way to start knocking on doors than talking to 100 people a day? So obviously, wasn't the job for me, didn't like it, struggled, but it helped me so much just to be getting over that fear. But even at the doors, I was like very shy, humble, and not a good salesperson. Even now, I'm not a salesy type of person. That's just not me in terms of the way I want to act, we'll say. So like, would have made a few sales here and there, but nowhere near like top of the office or anything like that. I was kind of middle to the lower end. But as my brother said to me one day, when my mum was annoying me at home, I can't remember the exact situation, and then I just had a little outburst of pure confidence. And I didn't actually do that. I was doing whatever, and just no skirting around it, no kind of humbleness, and very confident and speaking with authority. So as you can see there, I obviously have that side of me, don't I? But like we're saying here, it's just a part of myself that I struggle to access in my daily life for numerous reasons. So if I get, like, let's say, angry, then the confidence side can come out. And like, so think back to your own life. If you're thinking, oh, I'm not confident, I'm not humble, I'm not kind, I'm not this, I'm not that, it's in there, and you've brought that side of you out in certain circumstances. And if you've done that, there's your proof. You have that side of you too. Just because you don't access it all the time doesn't mean you don't have it. So that's an important thing to realize. And then to add on to that as well, if you're wondering, I'm not too sure what parts of myself that I want to bring out more of, you do know, because it's the people that you look up to. Who are you looking up to and admiring? And it's those traits. They're the ones that you have in yourself that you want to bring out more of. And when I learned that, it made complete sense, because who was my childhood hero? Roy Keane. Why? Because talk about a man of integrity and a man that can just stand up and speak what he believes in his heart, no matter the obstacles, no matter the consequences. That's Roy Keane. And I never knew why he inspired me so much, because I loved soccer, but he's not the best soccer player, is he? So I understood in hindsight, it's because integrity was his number one value. We all know the story of at the Irish World Cup, he picked his integrity over playing for his country in the World Cup. You know, just think of that level of integrity. If it was right or wrong, doesn't matter. That's what he believed in his heart. So he stood up and he said it. So, and then people like Jocko Willink as well. So I actually just realized up through my kind of teens into my 20s, I was really inspired by people who had integrity and had confidence and could say what they thought no matter the consequences. Why? Because that's what I wanted to do. And I had that part of me, but again, I struggled to access it. Okay, so just from knowing all that, you can see now how point one is true. You can't pretend to be something you're not. Me in that confident moment during an argument, that's not me pretending. That's a part of myself that I have, but I just struggle to access it in daily life. So going to point two now. All frames just give you permission to act in ways you hesitate to be. So like I was saying, pretending, that's a man-made word. Like, you could just think of it like a mental frame. Okay, it's just a mental frame where if I say, oh, pretend, your brain perceives that like, oh, we're playing a bit of a game here. Those other parts of me that I don't like to bring out because I think they're bad or I just don't have enough experience doing it, now I can bring them out because he said it's okay. Oh, I'm only pretending. Oh, it's only pretending. It's not me. You see? So the mental frame just gives us permission. That's what it is. It gives us permission to bring out the parts of ourselves that we're either ashamed of, we don't like, maybe we're embarrassed. What other people might think of us if we bring out that side of ourselves? And that's normal. So as I said there, for many reasons, you're worried about how others would feel if you acted in that way, if you brought out that part of yourself, and worried what others would think of you. Or it could be shame and guilt and all these other reasons as well. So pretending, what it really is, it's just an imaginative exploration of other parts of yourself. That's all it is. Pretending is just an imaginative exploration of other parts of yourself. It's not fake. Think of kids. That's why kids love it, because when you're a kid, you don't know the parts of yourself that you like, that you don't like. You're exploring all the time. You're pretending. You're pretending to be Batman. You're pretending, you know, you're playing with Barbie dolls. You're doing all these other things. You're pretending so much because you're exploring parts of your personality. You're getting to know yourself, what you like, what you don't like. So you start off with the full map. If you think of a kid before they were given out to for the first time, that's their whole personality. They're doing all of it. They're exploring all of it. But over time, the circle will narrow based on what you get love for and what other people are giving out to you for. So if you, let's say maybe you speak up and say what you think and then a teacher gives out to you, you'll go as a kid, oh, that might be bad. Maybe I shouldn't say what I think. Maybe I shouldn't stand up and say what I think. I'll just kind of go with the flow here. You know, so you can see that's just one small example. Your personality will be narrowed down to the things usually that gets you love or gets you praise from the people around you. You'll shove the other parts down. So yeah, pretending is just imaginative exploration of other parts of yourself. So when you understand that it's not fake, you can use that tool of pretending now to explore these other parts of yourself that you want. And that's all the frames do. And I love the line here that I wrote down because it's really how I felt and it helped me understand it more. We can access the other parts of ourselves so much easier through pretending, because the guise of pretending that acts as the protective cloak that shields us from the external judgment we fear. So I'll say that again. We can access the other parts of ourselves so much easier through pretending, because the guise of pretending acts as a protective cloak that shields us from the external judgment that we fear. So that's what it is. I know I have other examples here that I've used in my life. I didn't understand them to this depth, but they really helped me even when I wasn't that self-aware. And it was the frame of a sun, okay? So we have the pretending frame, which is an explorative frame, which you can use for lots of things. You could pretend to be more confident, pretend to be more kind, etc. You are those things. It's not fake. But the other frames, like the sun, I saw this question from one of my mentors and it helps you get great clarity. So he would say, Let's say you have a life decision you're trying to make right now. Just think, if I had a son and he was in the same situation I'm in now, what would you want him to do? And what that frame does, that accesses the courageous part of yourself. Because this is humans. Sometimes we've our own fears around ourselves. We're too afraid to do things. But someone that you love more than yourself, you'll be courageous and tell them to do the right thing. You won't think of the fear. You'll tell them to do the right thing. And in that case, you're able to give an answer, a courageous answer. And here's the thing, the answer that you tell them, that's actually what you want for yourself, but you struggle to see it. So the frame helps you get rid of all the fears that hold you back, and you can tell your son what to do, but that answer is really what you want to do. And like I've used this before, that's what helped me to you know, leave my 9-to-5 and do all these other things, because I'd ask, what would I tell my son to do? You know, let's say that I'm there when I was working at Facebook thinking, oh, but the money, I'm saving so much money in this, and should I leave? I'm not too sure. Mark, if you had a son in that position, what would you tell him to do? Then it's easy. Oh, I'd tell him, what do you want to do? What's most important to you? Following your passion. Okay, cool. Are you happy with that? Do you care about the money? No, don't give a shit about them. Okay, well then, follow your passion. Go for it. Go all in. If you're going to do it, go all in. Don't be half-assing it. And then you follow it the whole way. And if your mind changes, you can come back. Whatever. Cool. Easy. That's what I wanted to tell myself. And even for clients, like when I've had calls, consultation calls about people who might sign up to the coaching, I remember at the end, I used this, and I'll always remember it because it was at the very end of the call. This woman, Sarah, you know, I knew she was interested, but again, just like I'm saying with the sales, I'm not a very kind of pushy salesy person. I can't access that side of myself. It's not who I want to be. And we're at the end where I know she's interested, but she wasn't sure about, oh, does she want to pay the money or not? And I just said, look, if you had a daughter, what would you tell her to do? And there was silence. I tell her to go for it. Her body's more important than these holidays and other things she's spending money on. I just said, I agree, but that's really what you want for yourself. And then she was thinking, I said, yeah, I want to go for it. You know, so it just really helps us. We're held back so much by our beliefs and our fears, and we don't realize it until we get these nice frames that help us to throw off the cloak of fear, throw off the cloak of external judgment from everyone else, and we can actually access the parts of ourselves and see what it is that we really want. And when you understand these things, you'll be able to identify so many situations in life where you only did something because someone gave you permission to do it. Just like the frames do. Like, that's what coaches do as well. I've had so many coaches, and I didn't realize at the time, let's say I had all this passion inside about the stuff I'm doing, I wanted to do it, but I'm too embarrassed, but I'm too shy, I'm too worried about external judgment. But when I have a coach and he's like, no, you should do this, that post was good, you should post that, you should say this, I'm here supporting you. Oh, you said I can do it, okay, I'll do it. And then you kind of have in your mind, oh, if people don't like it, well, my coach told me to do it. You know, it's just, he's giving you permission. But we never needed the permission. That's when you get to the higher level. People kind of have to give you permission at the start as you go through your journey. But once you get to the level where you don't need others' permission to start accessing the parts of yourself that you want to be, that's where the true power is coming from. So on to point three then. So we use this pretending to access hidden parts of yourself. You've already known that now if you're following so far. But you can just think of it like a practice. Okay, so think of it like a practice of pretending to be what you realize you already are. Okay, so that's all the pretending is. So for example, go back to the sales one, because that's what we used to have to do in the training. We'd be there training before we go out to try and sell door to door, and I'd be trying to sell to this person, and then the coach would come around to me and he'd be like, no, that's too shy, like, speak more confident. And I'd be like, try and go a bit more, and he'd be like, no, that's not good enough. And I'd be like, try and go a bit more, and then he'd be like, right, okay, forget about this. If this is a scale, like shy, confident, you're kind of going up here, just jump here. Just think of someone arrogant, think of someone cocky, think of the most confident person you know, now go. And what happened then? I was doing it more. But again, I have that side of me. So it was just, I didn't realize what was happening at the time, but I would have said to myself, oh, Mark, just be fake. This isn't you. He's just telling you to do it. Okay, go for it. But really, again, he just gave me permission to access that more confident side of myself. But I'm only realizing now, I didn't know back then. What would have happened then is I would have went kind of confident. And then when he went away, I went back to the other side and kind of been like, oh, that wasn't me. You know, I'm not that kind of arrogant, cocky, confident guy. I'm the humble guy, the nice guy. You know, so it's only now in hindsight that I realize I was able to access that part of myself whenever I wanted. Okay, so the last line I had here is that pretending is a tool that will help you accelerate the gap between the version of you that clings to your old disempowering beliefs and the version of you now that's switching to empowering beliefs. Okay, that's all of this in one sentence. Okay, so pretending is just a tool that helps you accelerate the gap between the old version of you who clings to your old disempowering beliefs and the new version of you that's switching to empowering beliefs. Because that's what this all comes down to. Your beliefs become your reality. So if you believe the things you did since you were a kid, like I can't access or I can't be confident, like me, oh, I can't be confident, I'm not a confident person. They're all just beliefs, they're not true. Because if you dive into your life, like I said, you'll find times where you were those things. So you saying I'm not that person, that's false, because you were that person in that situation, weren't you? So it's just, you've old disempowering beliefs around, I'm not that person, that's a bad person, or, you know, people are giving out to you when you're that type of person and then you're afraid to be it. They're just all beliefs. So when you start switching to empowering beliefs, when you start learning this stuff, learning more about how your mind and your brain and your beliefs work and influence your life, you can start accessing the parts of yourself that you want. And to finish up then, once you start doing that, and obviously I have an example of that, you know, I've been the shy, whatever, socially anxious, unconfident person for probably, what, 20 years of my life at least, up to maybe 22, 23. And then obviously slowly, slowly, slowly working up to more confidence where now, look, I'm feeling fairly confident. I can just speak, say the things I want to say, live the life I want to live, and that's it. But it's taken a lot of work. But the main thing here is beware of the pushback. Beware of the pushback, because I've got lots of hate. I've got so much hate, like nearly everything you could think of. You know, cocky, arrogant when I speak in these videos, or you know, autistic and this and that and a prick, and you know, just pretty much everything you could think of I've been called. But the funny thing is, why wasn't anyone mocking me when I was shy and humble? Why was no one going, oh man, you're so shy, you're so humble, and you know, so yeah, it's going into the Arnold Schwarzenegger quote, in a way, is like, when you're not speak, like when you're more the shy, the humble side, people would more pity you. But when you're rising up and be more confident in saying things and the things that you believe in, etc., when you're more confident, that's when people start knocking you down. You know, it's like you have to earn that, the jealousy or the hate, as Schwarzenegger would say. So it's very interesting. And no one ever came to me giving out or being annoyed that I was too shy. But once you become confident, oh, you're a prick, you're arrogant, you're cocky, you're this, you're that. So again, there's another episode that I think I did on like projection. It's just projection, it's not personal. So that's another side that you'd have to dive into. If you're going to be doing this stuff, becoming your true self, hate is on the way. So you need to learn that topic, that it's just projection, it's not personal. And then once you learn all that, yeah, that the feedback from the world becomes interesting and an explorative part of yourself. So the one thing I didn't say there is, once you learn all the self-awareness stuff, when someone gives you hate, this is the crucial thing, it will only trigger you if part of you believes it's true. And that's what leads to feedback from the world and hate, etc. It just becomes more exploration of your own self instead of gut-wrenching emotions that's tearing you apart. So there's an example where, let's say before, years ago, if I made my first video and someone said, well, who's this arrogant prick to talk about these things? What's his qualifications or whatever? I'd feel sick. And I wouldn't want to make a video again because I would have thought I'm a kind, humble person, we'll say. Whereas now, I know I'm kind and humble, but I know I also have like a confident side of me that'll say what I want. I don't care about it, like Roy Keane. And yeah, so people can call me anything. Because once you realize what I said at the start, that all the spectrum, you are all those things. You're all the positive ones, but you're all the negative ones as well. So you're kind, you're also selfish. You're confident, but you're also humble as well. So you are all those things. So once you do all the work, integrate the shadow, accept your full self, you won't be triggered by people. You'll obviously feel a small bit, but like you won't be feeling those sick feelings. Because if someone now calls me like cocky or arrogant or something, I'd be like, yeah, I have that side of myself. I know, cool. Like, that's it. There's no, what's your point? Yeah, we all have those sides of ourselves. Yeah. And usually from the projection side, they haven't accepted that side of themselves. That's usually what happens here too. If someone has given out to you, it's usually the part of themselves that they have but haven't accepted. And instead of realizing that about themselves, they project out to you and they say they don't like it. Okay, so again, that's kind of a separate topic. Once the hate's coming, you're able to dive into it that way. Right, hopefully YouTube is still going. I know there wasn't too much more than 20 minutes on the camera. So we'll finish up there. So on, where was I finishing? Oh yes, the Physical Freedom Program. So yeah, there's 2 weeks left in that. I know we're talking more kind of mental freedom stuff today, but it all interlinks. Even the client testimonial I was putting up last week of Francis, who had amazing new fracture, and so that's broken leg and torn ankle ligaments. She had her friend's wedding in 6 weeks, and the doctor said, you can't even come out of the boot until 7 weeks' time. We got her back to the wedding, and she was even able to dance after 6 weeks. So that's an amazing physical freedom story. But again, a lot of that stuff, the mental freedom stuff, I use that with all clients because it's fundamental to how you act in the world for your body, mindset, life. So that's a big part of the physical freedom journey too, which you just may not realize. It's all, a lot of it is mental and your beliefs and what you believe is possible. So for the Physical Freedom membership, it's been live for 2 weeks now. So in December, the €22 deal is there. So it's just going to be €22 a month in December. Price has gone up towards €50 afterwards. And if you sign up in December, you keep that €22 per month price forever. So it's the best deal you're going to get from me. It's 2 weeks left on it. And it's all the educational programs from the one-to-one coaching into the cheap membership platform that anyone can access. And the 6 sections in there, we got the instructions, Physical Freedom Education, Physical Freedom Program, the basics everyone starts on for 1 to 3 months. Then the sports-specific programs, if it's gym, field sports, martial arts. And then strength and conditioning programs after that as well. So it's not just like rehab education and programs to help you overcome chronic pain and injury. There's programs to take you up to your athletic potential with S&C in your chosen sport. So I see the ones in there already. And the ones that are going to join. So the next live session is going to be Tuesday at 1 p.m. So we'll see you in there. Okay, so don't settle. Live true to yourself. We'll talk to you next week.